פרק ראשון הלכה וו, מסכת חגיגה, דף וו, דף יום מפייס ובאדם. מי שלא חג ביום טוב הראשון של חג, חוגג והולך את כל הרגל ויום טוב האחרון. עבר הרגל ולא חג, אינו חייב באחריותו, אז זה נאמר מעוות לא יוכל לתקון, וחיסרון לא יוכל להימנעות. רבי יוחנן, בשם רבי ישמעאל, learns out from a Gzereshava that Shmini Atzeres is called Tashlumi. Because it says, it's a fascinating book, it says Chamishasar by Pesach, and it says Chamishasar by Chag. So just like, this is a famous Gzereshava that we know works for Gavi so many dinim, right? Tetvav, Tetvav. So Ma Tetvav, Shnemer by Pesach, Yom Tov Achron is Tashlumi L'Rishay, because there's no reason why it should be in Afkamina. It says Chagosim Shivas Yomim. There's no Afkamina between the Yantav and the Cholamoy when it comes to Pesach. Af Chamishas Hashanamar B'chag when it comes to Pesach. It's the Yantav Achron. Even though it's different than the days before, it's Tashlum and Lurishan. You heard about Safra B'shem Rabo Shaya. V'chagosim Asur Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yomim. Where do you get Shivas Yomim? I mean, isn't there Shimonat Yomim? If you're according to this, you're learning out Tetvav, Tetvav. So then it should say V'chagotem Shmona Yamin. Because Shmini Atzeres is also V'chagotem. Why does it say Shivat Yamin? Ela, say Shabbat Mehem. Since in that period, one day has to be Shabbos. So you're left with only seven, which means that Chagig is not Dech HaShabbos. Come tell me it's not a din in 8 days, it's a din in 7 days. Omer Rabbi Yosef, V'chimikam amadu she'en chagiga d'ech HaShabbos, then I need a raya that chagiga isn't d'ech HaShabbos. Lo mi makom acher, I mean, we know that the only things that are d'ech HaShabbos is where it says b'mo'ado, or over here there's no din of b'mo'ado, so well, why would I have thought it anyway? Hey, did Rabbi Yehuda, Achreider of Safra, the brother of Safra, of Yehuda, he asked, V'atoni after Pesach, but since we're learning now from Gzera Shabbat, that Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach has Tashlumim Kol Shiva. Last I heard, 7 days also includes the Shabbos, not only 8 days includes the Shabbos. So then, Me'atat say Shabbos Memorei Shisha. So then why do you say Shivas Yomim? Chagisim HaShem Chag L'Hashem Shivas Yomim is only 6 days. Haga'atzmacha, furthermore, I mean, even with Sukkot is a problem. I don't... Take a look even internally in the Svara of Sukkot. Let's say Shechal Yom Tov Rishon, Yom Tov Achron on Shabbos, right? Suppose Sukkot comes out on a Shabbos, and I have two Shabbatot. So then we should say 5 days. So it's same Yom Shnei Yomim. So if we take out the 2 days, so now you're left with 6 days out of the 8 days. So then it's still only 6 days, not 7 days. Why do you say 5 days in the plus Shmini Atzeres? Also, Rabbi Chananya, Yehuda bar Safra, Grishem Rav Hoshaya, not from the Pasuk of Chagesem, indeed is where we learn out that Chagig is not Derech HaShabbos. We learn it out from here. V'chagesem esei chag v'ashem shivas yomi. Now, obviously, it's say Shabbos, man. Shkralam HaShem Chagig Derech HaShabbos. So we know that these shivas yomim cannot include Shabbos. So in which case must mean that you're still left with 7 days even after taking out Shabbos. That's the point. You're left Shivas Yomim plus Shabbos. That's 8 days. So Mata Mudloma Tachogu Oto. Where do you have Tachogu Oto? Is there a place where you can have a Oto that you're going to be Mashlim 7 days? Unless Alamalamichim Tavachon Tashlim Alarisha. The only the way that you can do this is by including Shmini Atzeres. Now you have 7 days. Otherwise, you'll only have 6 days. Well, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, the Tani came. The truth is, I mean, it says that Shmini Atzeres is a different, the Pazar Kosher, it says over there. Now, there, this is again one of the little Yerushalmi tricks where we're jumping. We're jumping over to the middle of the Sugya Sukkah without explaining what we're talking about. So it says over there that Shmini has a different pious, right? That's the pay of the Pazar Kosher. And that Rabbi Yochanan over there says that Tani Kain, indeed, it's clear from the Braita that that's the case because it says Shmini Rega B'fnei Atzmo. It has a pious B'fnei Atzmo, Broch B'fnei Atzmo, Karbon B'fnei Atzmo, Regel in the Omer of Ovid, B'Shem of Ach, you'll see the difference. B'Kolom Tziv Ubayom. Note that here it says Ubayom Arishon, Ubayom Hashem, Ubayom Hashmishi. But when it comes to Shemini, it says Bayom. It doesn't say Ubayom Hashmini. There's no Vav. So that teaches you that it's a regal B'Vnei Atzma. That there's no Dinim, Avlula, of Sukkah, Nisachamayim, and so on. So it's regal B'Vnei Atzma. Pious. We also know that during Chag HaSukkos we didn't need... Pious, we know that there must have been a different... There was no pious during those times, because if you go around in a circle, it turns out that all 24 Mishmarot end up getting three chances at the Pori HaChag, except for two, and we make up for that. We need to have a pious. The Parash, Shmini Atzeres, starts a new pious. Amar Yotzi Masnis Amar Kain. That's why it says, indeed, it says in the Mishnah, Shmini Chazul Pais, Kibur Galik, that's the meaning. So that Shmini Atzeres is called regular Fanatsma Gabi Pais. Brocha, that you say a Shechianu, we had a Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, really, in the Brocha Lamelech. Korban, it's Omer Rabila says, Yerushalmi, that's a reference to Zman, Shechianu. Korban, Parachad Ayelachad. So that means we only bring Parachad, which is completely different than the Pori HaChag, including, if we were following the days of Sukkot, it would be time now for six Parim. The day before was seven Parim, the day before that was eight Parim, so we're going down. Today should be six. And Shnei Elim, so it must be, it's a regular for the Atzma, vis-a-vis the Halachas of Korban. Continues Halacha Zayin. Rabbi Shimon ben Asur Reizom, Uvat Sheino Yechol Itkon, Ze Shabala Ervav Olid Bimenu Mamzer. Im tomar beganav or gazlan, he can always be chozer and mitake. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh mer ein kori muuvat elo lemisha haya metukan betchila, and then it was nitaved. Veizet tamat chacham shepireish min haTorah. Tony Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai says in a brighter, imraita ayarot shenitlashumim bekama beretz Yisrael. If you see churban of cities in Eretz Yisrael, da. It's because they didn't have the sakar of the sofrim. People did not pay teachers properly, and they did not pay the mishnim, people that were teaching the mishnah properly. So in other words, the cheder to teach mikra, the cheder to teach the mishnayos teachers, they weren't getting paid. And that's why the cities were destroyed. Ma'atayma, where do we see this? Because it says, Alma avdah ha'aretz, nitztar kamidbar b'bli over, v'yom Hashem lo'ozvam ha'torati. Ozvam is a lashon of parnasa, because the lorinti tzadik ne'ezav, so ozvam ha'parnasi means that they did not provide parnasa for people who are lying in the Torah. Rabbi Yudin Neshaya, this is a medrashecha, by the way, famous medrashecha, we discussed it at various times. Rabbi Yudin Neshaya, which is Rabbi Yudin Nasi, Sholach Reb Chia, Reb Asi, Reb Yudan Asi, Sholach Reb Chia, obviously, Reb Asi, Reb Ami, the Miyabur B'Kiryata De'arad Yisrael, that he should go through the various cities in Eretz Yisrael, the Metakdam of Safrin Umitnaya, to make sure that they would have schools to teach Mikra and Mishnah. Alin L'chada Tarz, they come to a particular place, V'lashkam Lo Safar V'lo Metanya. They couldn't find a teacher, not for Mikra, not for Mishnayos. Amrin Lon, so the people, they told to the people in the city, Artanon Meturei Karta, bring the Shomrim. Artanon Santuri the Karta, so they bring the Shomrim, the policemen.
Senators.
Yeah, the senators. Amrin Lon, Inu Meturei Karta? You call a senator somebody who takes care of the city? These are the destroyers of the city. Let Elaine El Harude Karta. Because these are the people that teach you to rely on the physical and not on the spiritual. Amrin Lon, so they set them a money in the Ture Karta. So who then are the real Ture Karta? Amrin Safrayo Mat Nanaya. Bring us the teachers. Adu Dechtivim Hashem Lo Yivne Bayit. Shav Shakat Shomer Alav. So big deal, you have your shomrim, it ain't going to do you any good unless you have your teachers. Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yomi, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yitzra, Metzinu, Shivitera, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael, Avod Azara, Agimei Arayas, Ashvich Hasdamim, Kadosh Baruch Hu is ready to give in a little on these unserious things. But the serious things, not paying teachers. Ma'asam batorah lo viter. So even though the door of the Churban was already, were porots in these things, there wasn't right away a Churban. But al ma'asam etorati, aziva satera, that they didn't get a chance to make up for my time. Where did we see that? Vayom Hashem l'asher al asher asu avodah galui varayot shvichas damim. Doesn't say in the pasuk amav da'aretz al shasu avodah zoragili arat shvichas damim. Notes last time learned the Yirmiyo. It says vayom Hashem l'zvama torati. That's the thing. Omre michia barba. When it says v'oti azvu v'torati lo shamor, which is mashma. If they would be at least learning the Torah, in Otiyazvu Avatra, I would be Mavatra. If they forget about God. About God. Alright, we can live without God. But Shema Torati Shamaru, they didn't do that either. Sha'alu Otiyazvu V'Torati Shamaru. If it would have been me that they left, they still would have kept the Torah. Amo'or Shaba. That would have brought them back to me, b'tshuva. Reb Chuna Amar, Lamat Torah, Shelo Lishma, Mitov Shelo Lishma, Bal Lishma. Even, that's the meaning. You see from here, that Halavayo Tiyazvu, meaning that there's no love of me in learning the Torah. So it's some kind of religious thing you do. Nothing to do with God. Nonetheless, it says over here, it would be a good thing to do. Why is it a good thing to do? Must be shem mitor shalal shema tabal shema. Rabbi Yudik sheroet amet petakala mitkalsin. When you saw people coming together for a levaya or for a chasana, hayanotinav b'talmidim. He would look to make sure that the talmidim in the Beis Hamedrash would go to be mishtatif in the levaya or in the kavod of the kala, the chasana kala. V'omer amaaseh kodem l'talmud. It's if you can't be Makayim, what you're learning, there's no point in your learning. So here's your opportunity to do what needs to be done. Go do it. Nimnu ba'aliyat beit aris ha-talmud kodem l'ma'aseh. It says the one tradition in the Bible that they came together in the aliyah beit aris lud, that a talmud is kodem l'ma'aseh, but only where the mitzvahs actually kayim ayde achirim. But otherwise, the person was the Maisa first. Rabbi Avu was in Yisrael.
The way that Yerushalmi's dealing with it is leaving it as two different approaches.
Oh.
Right, one saying Maisa could be done, one saying Maisa.
Not necessarily. It's allowing you to figure out that it's...
When to make the balance.
Yeah, because here it doesn't bring it. Again, it's jumping around because this is a piece that's been dragged out of Pesachim, where the Sugya is in the Yerushalmi. But that's the Derech Rishon. Can't bring a riot from locally. Oh. It means to leave it like that.
It's known as an exit.
It's known. That's the way Rishon always does it. I'm saying that's part of a very different structure. That it only speaks holistically to Rishon. It never gets into a mesechta. It switches locations. That's why the Hocha and the Rishon is the awesome and the Bavli. It's a pella. It's like they're doing apparating. All of a sudden, they're in a different location.
Oh, because they're on the macro level, so to speak.
Exactly. The whole thing is on the macro. The whole chagiga. That's why we point it out. That's why you see things instead of think about them. Doesn't say toshma. It says tochazi. Look at this. Doesn't bring rise toshma.
The words out of your
source. Yeah, exactly.
Whereas when you're the micro level, you're not allowed to do the zoom.
That's
out
it. That's why it's called b'mechashachim oshivani kim seolam istamad bavli. You're always walking in darkness because you can't see where you're going from outside. You're like always holding where you're holding.
You're
completely mixed up about the overall structure. The whole point of Yerushalmi is that it sees things holistically. So the way it's written is very different than the Bible.
Yeah, but they'll be my clothes and they'll deal with the same points.
Yeah, but in a completely different way. It's always like very, it's taking into consideration that you already know all the contextual information that you need. It doesn't go through all, that here it's talking about like blah, 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 blah. It doesn't bring a whole sugya when it brings a sugya. It says, but no, what it's saying over here is, but note the sugya and psachim in which this is discussed that it's different.
Right.
The Bavli would have asked us a question, doesn't it say that neither of a gone, nor how can it say?
Right.
And we had to, you know, we'll go through 10 minutes of analyzing the sugya over there because nobody knows the sugya over there because we're holding in this.
Right.
Rabbi Avu Avid Kesari. So Sholach or Hananya Berei Mizaki Betzvera. Rabbi Avu was in Kesari. So he sent Rabbi Hanina, who was his son, to Tveria, to learn there. There's better yeshivas there in Tveria, obviously, than in Kesaria. I mean, take a look, you know, even today. I mean, you'd want to send your kid out of Kesaria, right?
Yeah.
So they sent him.
Haven't learned those old
sent him away from
ways,
sent him away from Kesaria. Sholchun v'amrle gamalu chesed says sent a message in his report card. Oh, he sends a wonderful boy. He's always doing chesed, being going to levayas and dancing at the chasmas. So he sends a letter to his son. Hamibli ain kvarim bekeisarian shlach tichel tveria. I didn't send you to Tveria to go to levayas. We got plenty of levayas over here in Kesaria. If that's what you want to spend your time doing,
come home.
Come home, exactly.
Yeah, that's all the
it's so cute. V'kvarninu ba'alias be'etores v'lur ha'talmud konam l'maisa. Rabbanim v'kisaren amen. Wait. I mean, I don't have appreciation of Mishi Yasa. I mean, ain't sure Mishi Yasa, Maisa Kodam l'talmud. I mean, your son maybe was, had to do it. There's nobody else to be Isaac. Dilma does not mean mate in Yerushalmi, remember. Dilma means dilemma. This was an actual story.
Oh.
It's a Maisa Shahoy, right? In other words, here is a story that can be told. Dalema, let us tell over a story. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Yosef Rabban, Anin Meiti v'Gabi Rabbi Elazar. They came to come to in front of Rabbi Elazar for a seder. Amar Lanser, Rabbi Elazar told them, Ina Vitim Yomidim, what happened yesterday? You didn't show up for seder. Amar Le Gamal Chesed. It was a Levaya, we had to be Gamal Chesed. Oh my Lord, v'lavavitam on Charanin. You're the only people in town that needed to do this. There's nobody around to do it. Amrin Leis, we told them Magir Hapi. It was our next door neighbor, basically. So therefore, it was our personal theater. You gotta have somebody else do something where it's the Derech Eretz that you have to be the one who is going to the Chesed. You can't say somebody else to do it. I mean, you're the person that's supposed to do it. This is incredible, my side. I told you, I was so upset. Such a Michigan story. I told you, the last time I was in Cleveland, so Hanina was analyzing, maybe he's not supposed to take me to the airport, because it's a mitzvah, actually, and he's learning, right? So somebody else could drive us there. You idiot! There's somebody else that's not your friend. Somebody else can do the Levaya. Thank you.
Isn't that
a
little principle behind old age home? That's the principle of an old age home.
A what?
Of an old age home. What is it? Someone else
can
take care of it.
Mamish, what it is. Okay, I think that's good for today. Huh? And then tomorrow's again.